Welcome back to the podcast, Discipleship in Challenging Times. My name is Peter Morden, and I'm Senior Pastor, Team Leader of Cornerstone Baptist Church in Leeds. We're going to switch to a new set of episodes today, and we are looking at what theologians call the doctrine of God. We might say the nature of God or the character of God. And it may be that you're sitting there thinking, well, that might sound a bit heavy, or maybe you're thinking, how relevant is that going to be to me? You may be thinking, this is absolutely wonderful and I can't wait to plunge in, and that's absolutely fantastic. And I do hope that by the second or the third of these episodes, everybody will be thinking, I can't wait for the next one. I really want to know more about the character of God. Because I do believe that this is exciting. Is it heavy? Well, maybe it is stretching, but it is incredibly, exciting to be looking at this together. And it's wonderfully relevant. And what I hope to do as we go through some of the great themes about the character of God is to apply them to the nitty-gritty of life today. Life in the times that we're living in. We're going to be reading from three different psalms in a moment, from Psalm 96, 97 and 99. But before we do so, let's pray. Lord, we thank you for your extraordinary character. We thank you for who you are and for your wonderful ways. And as we especially think over the next 2 weeks about your extraordinary character, we pray that you would take us deeper. We recognize, O Lord, that in many ways you are an unfathomable mystery. Lord, no one can understand, no one can comprehend. But we praise you that you are the speaking God. Lord, that's part of your character, and you reveal yourself to us through the world that you have made, and especially through your word. So, Lord, help us to really drill down into these things. Help us to understand you, obviously not completely, but understand you more and appreciate you more, so that we might love you more and live for you more in our day-to-day lives. We ask these things in Jesus' name. Amen. So the doctrine of God, or the character of God, or the nature of God. It's things like the sovereignty of God, God's Trinitarian nature, the fact that he is the creator God, and so on. And we begin today thinking about the sovereignty of God, and this episode is entitled The Lord Reigns. As we have these readings, I think that you will see why. So first of all, Psalm 96 and verse 10. Say among the nations, the Lord reigns. The world is firmly established. It cannot be moved. He will judge the peoples with equity. And then over to Psalm 97 and verse 1. The Lord reigns, let the earth be glad, let the distant shores rejoice. And then Psalm 99. The Lord reigns, let the nations tremble, he sits enthroned between the cherubim, let the earth shake. Great is the Lord in Zion, he is exalted over all the nations, let them praise your great and awesome name. He is holy. Well, the Lord reigns. What a wonderful cry that is. Those of you of a certain vintage may well remember the late, great David Watson, who was an Anglican, charismatic evangelical who was particularly active in the 1970s and 80s. He was the vicar of St. Michael le Belfry in York and saw extraordinary renewal, not only in his own parish, but around the nation and around the world, as he travelled. In his travelling itinerant ministry, he used to have a number of festivals in different places where different churches and different people would come together to celebrate and to hear the gospel. He worked with Riding Lights Theatre Company. I'm thinking now about my past and thinking about things that I saw and things that I was involved in a while ago now. And one of the wonderful things is that David would often begin these meetings, these festivals, with what he called a festal shout. And he would encourage the gathered congregation, the crowd that were there, to say together, to proclaim, "The Lord reigns." So a wonderful festal shout, a wonderful shout of celebration, a wonderful proclamation of the nature of God, of the sovereignty of God. The Lord reigns. He is the great King. He lives and reigns over all. He is the sovereign one. And if we were meeting together physically, if you were a crowd who were assembled here, I would be encouraging us all to say together, "The Lord reigns." You might even like to do that now, perhaps with your partner or with others, if you are listening to this with a group of people, perhaps on your own, perhaps in the quietness of your hearts, perhaps even out loud. The Lord reigns. We do see, as we think of this, as we think of our sovereign reigning Lord, that he is high over all, that he reigns over all, and therefore it is impossible to defeat the sovereign God. We think of the times in history where it appeared that that might be happening. Someone has said there have been various times when it seemed that the church has been going to the dogs, but on every occasion the dogs lost. There have been times in the scriptures, we read about them in the Old Testament and in the New, when it just appears that everything is unravelling. But once again, God was in control and God was working it out. The Lord reigns. And we see that supremely, of course, on the cross. The devil thinks he has won the great victory as he sees the Son of God pinned to the cross, dying in pain and agony and isolation. But even on the cross, the Lord reigns, because what seemed to be a great defeat for God was actually a wonderful victory. A theologian who has written about the cross, Gustav Orlén, talks about Christus Victor, Christ the Victor, the victory of Christ on the cross. When Jesus says at the close of his time on the cross, "It is finished," it's very easy to interpret that as a whimper of defeat. But no, it was a supernatural cry of victory. "It is finished. The sacrifice is completed. The battle has been won. The Lord reigns." And then 3 days later, we have the resurrection. Death has been defeated. It's the Father's Amen to Jesus' finished work on the cross. Once again, the Lord reigns. How does this speak to us? Well, first of all, we see that nothing can defeat the purposes of God, And so this calls out our hearts in worship and praise and gives us great assurance that he is the victor over death. And if he is the victor over death, if even death cannot defeat the Son of God, if even this cannot destroy his rule and reign, then the challenges that we face day to day that are not quite the same as imminent death necessarily, but are nevertheless real for us, we know that the Lord reigns over those things as well. That bully in the workplace, that threat of redundancy, that crushing family problem, that really difficult conundrum in church life. Ultimately, God is sovereign over all. And for those who do face death, either of a loved one or perhaps even the possibility of their own, the Lord reigns over that too. Nothing can thwart God's good and gracious purposes. And so we say today to God, the Lord reigns, and we recognize that this is written over our lives day to day. Indeed, that it is written over our life today. The Lord reigns. We pray together. Lord, we thank you that we are in your presence and that you are the good and gracious God and that you are sovereign over all. The Lord reigns. Nothing can thwart your purposes. We praise you. We worship you. We give you thanks. And now we lift our lives to you in all their concrete detail, all their complexity, all the issues that we face, all the questions that we have, the conundrums, the pain, the suffering, the joys, that sense of being at a crossroads and not knowing which way to turn. Lord, whatever it is for us at the moment, maybe it's a number of things, and part of the struggle is that there's so much that's going on. We yield it to you. We thank you that you are sovereign. And we pray that you would give us the light to see the steps that we need to take and that you would be working in our lives and in the lives of our friends. We lift these prayers to you. Our gracious and sovereign Lord, we say together, either out loud or in our hearts, the Lord reigns. We yield ourselves to you. In Jesus' name, amen.